So the pasuk says in Parshas Chayisara. So Chayisara begins in a strange way. Vayu Chayisara Mea Shana Esrim Shana Shava Shanim. So the pasuk against it doesn't just say Sarmina was 127 years old. Rather, it says that Lamaisik was 100 years, 20 years, 7 years. So Rashi HaKadosh, we're familiar with Rashi. Rashi says it's disgusting that Torah is trying to highlight each of the different stages of life. But then the pasuk ends off by saying Shnei Chaye Sara. These are the years of Sara Imenu's life. So Rashi HaKadosh says, what does it mean Shnei Chaye Sara? Rashi says, Kulan Shavin Latova. That all of Sara Imenu's years were all good. We're all good. Kulan Shavin Latova. In other words, as much as we're breaking down the different segments of her life, old age, youth, childhood, but Shnei Chaye Sara, they were all good. So the Rebbe of Zusha, the Rebbe Zusha of Anipoli asks a very simple question. He says, listen to this. Eichi talking lomar kein. How can you say kulan shavin latova? Vahalo rov shnosea haisa chashuchas banim ushruya betzar savalas rav v'galos shvuya bia paro v'avi melech ukiyotzi beparonas halalu ve'eich kol shnosea shavin latova. I don't understand. So Rezusha says, have you been reading the Chumash? Right? Have you been looking at it? What do you mean her life was all good? Kulan shavin latova. We'll say, Sara Imenu suffered. Sara Imenu had incredible difficulties. Childlessness, picking up at an advanced age and just resettling, being taken captive twice, by two despotic, immoral individuals. And what do you mean, kulan shavin latova? That ultimately all of the years of her life were good. Listen to what the Rebbe says so beautifully. He says, what does it mean, kulan shavin latova? Shebechosh no se amra al kol ma'ora b'shove gam zu litova. Rashi HaKadosh is not saying that all of Sara Imenu's life was easy. Rashi HaKadosh is not saying that all of Sara Imenu's life was wonderful. Kulan shavin litova means that at every single stage Sara Imenu said gam zu litova. That the greatness of this tzaddikus was her ability to see the Yad Hashem, to see the hand of God, to see Hashgacha Pratis, this divine providence, and not only to see that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we're learning in Gan HaEmunah. Emunah doesn't just mean to say that it's from God. That's the first stage of Emunah. The second stage of Emunah is that I call it Tova. That I have to believe in some way, even the most difficult things in life are for good. Even though I can't see it. And I both say, it's not only that I can't see it, sometimes I'm never going to see it. Sometimes I'm never going to be able to chop with my intellect the tova in this. But there are certain things in life that even if you can't understand it with your intellect, you have to feel it in your neshama. Kulan shavin latova, says the Rebbe so beautifully. Doesn't mean Sarmina had an easy life, but in every single stage, whatever was happening, she was always able to live life with gamzu latova. Akol ra'ah barchas Hashem kishim shema barchan ala tova. In every step in life, she always blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the circumstances she had. Umi olam lo yada ramativo kevan shakol miyado shal Hashem atov. That's kulan shavin latova. The greatness of Sara Imenu ultimately, again, was every single step gamzu latova. And then I've said this before. Sometimes people say gamzu latova. And you know how they say gamzu latova? How do they say gamzu latova? It's like, you know, life is horrible. Everything is terrible, but I want to sound frum. Gamzu latova, gamzu latova. God, I hate you. I can't believe you're doing this to me. What's going on? Gamzu latova. It's like a nice religious response. But I don't feel it in my heart. In my heart, I'm angry. In my heart, I'm upset. In my heart, I can't believe this is happening. And I both say, when difficulties happen, those are legitimate responses. But what Sermon teaches us is, I have to work through it. And I have to get myself to the level where kulan shavin latova. It's easy to say gamzu latova when life is going your way. But the greatness of Sermon is the ability to say gamzu latova even when things are difficult. And then the Rebbe goes on, he says something amazing. He says, we see the same midah by Avram Avinu as well. What's the midah of Avram Avinu? So what does the pasuk say just a few psukim later? Vashem beirach es Avraham bakol. And the Ribbon Shalom blessed Avram Avinu with everything. So both say, so there's a big machlokis and mafarshim, what bakol means. Right? We saw him in Sanhedrin, so the Gemara discusses, bakol maybe means he didn't have a daughter, bakol means he did have a daughter. If he did have a daughter, her name was bakol. Ramban says it could be Osher, Nechosim, Mavadim, Barnim, all different things. So this is what the Rebbe says. He says, bakol, hainu b'mida tova zu shel kol. What's the midah of kol? So Rebbe says, every single morning, what do we say? Baruch atah Hashem al-kinam al-acholam, sha'asa li kol tzarki. We'll say, the bracha of kol is the ability to say, Ribono shel Olam, you've given me everything I need. maybe not everything I want. Not everything I want. It could be that I want more things. But at the end of the day, you've given me everything. The ability of Hashem Yirachas Avraham Bakol means that ultimately, again, Avraham Avinu was able to focus on what he had. He was able to live his life feeling that I have everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you don't. You don't have everything. And there are many years in life where you didn't have many of the basic things that people want, like children, like a future, like stability. You know, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh points out, Avraham Avinu, you know, never lived in a house. You know that? He never lived in a house. He lived in a tent. He lived in a tent because that was the nature of his nomadic experience. That was the nature of his nomadic life. It lacked fundamental stability. Yet Rabbo said, despite all that, Avraham Avinu said every single morning, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, She'asa Li Kol Tzarki, V'Hashem Yirachas Avraham Bakol. The Ribono Shel Olam ultimately blessed me with everything, which means two things. Number one, I'm able to rejoice in that which I have instead of hyper-focusing on that which I lack, and the ability ultimately to see that everything that God circumstantially delivers my way is Hakol L'Tov as well. Somehow, some way, this is the good of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we'll say in these few psukim, we see the incredible power of this power couple. That the greatness of Avram and Sarah was manifest in so many different ways. By Sarah, meaning it was Hakol Shavim L'Tova, Shnei Chayei Sarah. She was able to say Gamzu L'Tova in every single life circumstance. Avram Avinu lived the life, didn't just say, but lived the life of Hashem Yirachas Avraham Bakol, She'asa Li Kol Tzarki. And I will say, this becomes the model for us, for their children. Sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam visits difficult circumstances upon us. We all have our challenges. And I will say, you know, just because somebody else has bigger challenges doesn't mean your challenges, my challenges, are not significant. You know, just because there are children starving in Africa, I understand, but Lamaisa, I still have my problems. And just because someone else has bigger problems doesn't mean that my problems are not significant. Suppose, and sometimes the problems that we have aren't going away. Sometimes the problems that we have can't always be fixed. Sometimes they can't always be worked through. Sometimes they're here to stay, or if they're not here to stay forever, they're here to stay for a long time. And it's in those moments that we have to draw on the power of Avram and Sarah. We have to draw on the power of our mother and our father to live lives of kulan shavim letova, to be able to work on ourselves, to be able to see some way, somehow, that even in the most challenging of circumstances, there's a tova, there's a chesed abore, there's a love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to say every single day, she'asa li kol tzarki, Ribbono Shel Olam, first of all, thank you for what you've given me. I'm not going to focus on what I lack, but more than that, I also realize that the circumstances you have given me are the exact circumstances I need in life to be able to self-actualize. We should be zochem, Yerza Hashem, to be able to internalize these lessons, and in doing so, halavai, we should be zochem to give the neshamas of our beautiful, magnificent, and holy parents an aliyah. Amen. Amen. Thank you.